with Euler. Finds Bradshaw. Bradshaw one-on-one with Coleman. Chips it over the keeper and into the net. It's 19 for the season for Tom Bradshaw. A lightning quick counter-attack from the Saddlers. And they go ahead in the 19th minute. Piula feeding Bradshaw. And Bradshaw just confidently chipping it over the onrushing Joel Coleman into the bottom right corner. And the Saddlers' good run in April continues. It's Walsall 1, Oldham 0. Mal Benning with a low ball forward to Tom Bradshaw, forced wide by Adam Lockwood, comes inside to Benning. Sliding in is Liam Kelly, and it's a penalty. It's a penalty. Mal Benning is fouled in the box there by Liam Kelly. And Tom Bradshaw will have a chance to make it 20 for the season in the 24th minute. Tom Bradshaw against Joel Coleman. Bradshaw right-footed straight down the middle. Walsall go two up. It's that man again, Tom Bradshaw. 24th minute, Walsall 2, Oldham 0.
Dean, that was a satisfying afternoon with which to end your home campaign.
Yeah, it was really pleasing, especially winning three games on the spin at home. Defensively, we've been good all season, so to get another clean sheet, with Craig making his debut as well, makes that sweeter. We started the game really well. I thought first half we were good. Second half, I thought we were average today. But I think we've done enough to win the game in the first half.
All the headlines, I suppose, pre-kickoff with the fact that you've picked Craig McGillivray ahead of Richard O'Donnell. What was your reasons for that and largely your thoughts on Craig's debut?
Well, my thoughts were that, Craig needs to play football. We're in a position where we're safe. We're not sure what Richard's going to do next season. We're hopeful that he's going to stay here. But if he doesn't, we've got to have a look at Craig McGillivray. And, he put in a really accomplished performance. He looked steady. He come and took his crosses when he needed to. He was calm on the ball. It's a great debut for him. What we don't want is a situation where we might have to start the season next year and him to make his debut and with a lot of pressure on him. So I was always confident that he could handle it because, Neil Cutler's done a lot of great work with Craig and Richard. And, I spoke with Richard about it because, it was important that I explained why I was doing it to Richard, and Richard said if he was in the same boat, he would have done it as well. So that's the case. We're hopeful, as I say, that Richard stays with the football club, but that's down to him now.
Are you tempted to throw any more youngsters in, likes of Bakayoko or Murphy perhaps?
No, not really, because I want to finish as high as we can, and the performances have been really good over the last few weeks, and the players have deserved to keep their place in the team, so that was very important for us that we ended on a winning note with a decent performance as well. So we know we've got a lot of good youngsters. Adam Chambers was touch and go whether he was going to start today. He had a late fitness test, and if he hadn't started, Reece Flanagan would have been in. And it's good for them to get some minutes on the pitch, that's for sure. But there's a number of good young players that we've got at the football club.